AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve says no change yet in interest rates.
Inflation has eased substantially from a peak of 7% to 2.7%, but is still too high.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says they expect to cut their benchmark interest rate just once this year. The previous prediction was three cuts. President Biden and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky are expected to sign a security agreement when they meet tomorrow at the G7 summit in Italy.
The White House says it's a long-term demonstration of U.S. support for the Ukrainian people.
That we stand with them and that we'll continue to help address their security needs, not just tomorrow, but out into the future.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the agreement will not commit U.S. troops directly to Ukraine's defense against Russian attack. At the same time, he says it is a message to Vladimir Putin that Washington will stand with Kyiv for the long haul.
He just cannot wait us out, and this agreement will show our resolve and continued commitment.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A new AP NORC Center poll shows about half of adults approve of Donald Trump's recent felony conviction. More from the AP's Lindley Sanders.
The poll did show some weak spots for Trump. More Americans approve of the conviction than disapprove of it. Among Republicans who have a negative view of Trump, about half approve of the conviction. That's a small group, but it's still worth paying attention to.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit of the last two survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, saying their grievances about the destruction of the Greenwood District of Tulsa, though legitimate, did not fall within the scope of the state's public nuisance statute. The suit was an attempt to force the city of Tulsa and others to make recompense for the destruction by a white mob of a once thriving black district. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is calling Jerry West a basketball genius. West, a Hall of Fame player and executive, has died. He was 86. This is AP News. Vandalism hit parts of New York.
Palestinian protesters vandalized locations associated with the Brooklyn Museum and United Nations in New York City, throwing red paint across entrances in opposition to the ongoing war in Gaza. Mayor Eric Adams says the home of museum director Ann Pasternak, as well as members of the museum's board, were among the locations hit. He shared photos on X of the front of her home covered in red paint and a large protest banner and says this is not peaceful protest or free speech. This is a crime, and it's overt, unacceptable anti-Semitism. Police are investigating. Palestinian protesters have said the museum is deeply invested in and complicit in the war through its leadership, sponsors, and donors. Julie Walker, New York.
Sony Pictures Entertainment is buying the distinctive theater chain Alamo Drafthouse Cinema. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.